This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
This was only leading me to that be back in the post. And I know none of this will matter in the long run, but I know a sound is still a sound around no one. And while I'm in this body, I want somebody to want, and I want what I want, and I want you.
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. Sorry to disappoint. I'm not doing a Valentine's Day music episode. I kind of wanted to do the opposite. Very femcel type beat. Because I think Valentine's Day is a consumerist holiday aimed to make people buy stuff, and maybe that's a little bit of like my own resentment towards it, but kind of a hater. I think it kind of sucks, so I'm trying to do the opposite. Anyway, what I just had playing was I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple, my goat. This album won a Grammy 2022, I think. And I remember being kind of sad that it won, because I really wanted Phoebe Bridgers to win, because at that point, like, I wasn't a huge Fiona Apple fan. Like, I'd listened to some of her stuff, but wasn't a huge, huge fan. But now, like, she's kind of the greatest of all time, and I love her dearly. Okay, so I was wrong. The album came out in 2020, so it would have had to been, like, the Grammys in 2021. Yeah, that makes more sense. I was like, that seems like too recent. But she's kind of my favorite, bit of a fan favorite. Anyway, what I have up next is Vivica by Jack Off Jill and Runnin' Free by Nicole Dollinger. I hope you enjoy.
I wish you well. Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Playground Love by Air and Gordon Trax, Runnin' Free by Nicole Dollinger and Vivica Jack Off Jill. I wanted to include the Playground Love from the Virgin Suicide soundtrack because, one, love that song. Two, I think it's kind of a funny semi-Valentine's Day story. Not really, but kind of. I was seeing this guy in third year, and for some reason he really liked that movie, which, like, weird choice, but okay. I just read the book, I'd seen the movie before, and it was playing at the screening room, and I was like, we should go see it. And then before we went and saw it, he's like, I can't keep seeing you, whatever, blah blah blah. And so I went and saw the movie at the screening room by myself. Kind of an awesome experience going to the movies by yourself, to be honest. Like, super fun, super cool. I felt like different, and I was like, oh, I'm like seeing it by myself, like, this is awesome. But I was gonna be funny and like post a joke about it on my close friend's story on Instagram, and I posted something being like, feeling awesome seeing the Virgin Suicides by myself. And I accidentally posted it to my public story on Instagram, closed my phone, turned off my phone, watched the movie, and then realized at the afterwards, when people were responding to it that aren't like on my close friend's story on Instagram, and I realized I had posted it to my public story for everyone to see, including the person that I was seeing. And so I immediately like deleted it, but it was like one of the lowest experiences of my life, maybe the worst moment ever of my entire life. Like, I've never been more embarrassed. But yeah, so I had to include it. Anyway, what I have up next is Bodies by Car Seat Headrest and Assignment by Power Snatch, which is Hayley Williams' new project, which is super, super awesome. I'm obsessed with it. I think she's so cool. Anyway, that's what's up next. We'll be right back.
young. Within, most of us. We're alive, most of us.
Something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
First time I can remember dreaming something inconsequential in a while. No stress, no exploring, no mission that I remember. And that was nice, because as soon as I awoke, the Mission Impossible music begins to bump in my mind, suspense and tension, and I am on an assignment. Everything is pressing, stress, thoughts of him, thoughts of him, yeah, thoughts of him, yeah, thoughts of him. Better men, always men. Why men? some other dream, numbers have dwindled. And that's okay, because I can do a lot with a little. I can do a lot.
I can do a lot.
I can do a lot with a little.
Yeah.
Stop letting them dick you around. You wouldn't even let them dick you down. There's no more desire. No more desire in me. There's no more desire in me to be made a fool. No want.
No want.
No want.
No want.
No want. No want to be a fool for love. The dream, the boulder, rolled away from the tomb in my heart, and I'm breathing clean air again for the first time since,
you know, first time.
It is not embarrassing just because something ends. It's not a moral failure. It's not ultimately the end of anything. Nothing ever ends, really.
Nothing ever ends, really.
Not everything is a message to you. It's a message for me. Stop decoding.
It's not true.
The feelings I'm seeing let me feel in peace. I lost a lot. I get to keep one thing.
You want to do some singing? I think we need to shout something.
Yeah.
Should we shout? I liked your indie live.
You're the indie skull in the school, that's why I can't date you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'd like... Yeah. How would you shout? Would you shout first? Like, shout. Because I've already got a preset idea of how it would go. Go.
I love being around hot chicks and the sun and surfing and surf's up and those little penguins and the, when they go surfing.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. This is like my anti-Valentine's Day episode. I framed it earlier as kind of like femcel music, which I hate saying, but like I feel like it fits it a little. What I just had playing was Indiest Girl in the World by the band The Femcels. This is a new-ish release. I just like discovered them when I was looking into music for this, but I think they're really cool. The album came out the 24th of January, and I think you should check it out. It's really cool. And then before that, it was Assignment by Power Snatch, which is Hayley Williams' new project. Found out like she'd been teasing it for a really long time, where there were photos on her Instagram of other people wearing like a Power Snatch shirt, but she just like hadn't said anything. And I think it's cool when like artists have the forethought to start promoting like early, and then it's like, oh my gosh, like they've been promoting it this whole time and we just didn't know. What I have up next is It's Fine by Sleepazoid and When England Comes by Polly from the Dirt. I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm sorry for showing up late, asking you to walk me all over.
saw the signs, I saw the signs.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was When England Comes by Polly from The Dirt. And then before that, it was It's Fine by Sleepazoid. What I have up next is Missed by PJ Harvey. And then Is She Weird by The Pixies. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9 at 4 p.m. What I just had playing was Is She Weird by The Pixies. And then before that, it was Missed by PJ Harvey. To sort of close it off, I have Crush by Ethel Kane. And then Miss World by Hole. Crazy information came out. I saw, I think it was a UK news source. I can't remember which one. The Daily Mail, maybe, or something. They're doing, like, they've somehow reopened the Kurt Cobain case. And, like, used some sort of science and are like, oh, like, it had to be homicide. So I think they're reopening it, maybe. Which would be kind of crazy if it, like, after what, 20-something years, it comes out that, like, Courtney Love did kill him or something. But I don't know. I don't know. I sort of stand by her in a way. I think she's crazy, but I do think she's kind of, like, cool, awesome in a way. I like Hole. I think that's why. Like, I really like Hole. So I have to sort of be, like, I can't say much. Anyway, that's it for me. I will be back next Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. I hope the rest of the week is killer and you guys enjoy Ethel Kane and Hole.
His window's already passed, so he's shooting at the glass, keeping guns in his locker, and he denies it. Like it's actually important, but he likes a shorted watch. I'm showing up wearing black and eating on that. His daddy's on death row, but I'll say it with his chest though. His friends moved out, he hasn't tried coke, but he's always had a problem seeing now. His older brother backed a valedictorian. His mother said he's screaming, he should be more.